Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
San Francisco Mayor London Breed appears to be altering her stance on the raid of the home and office of the freelance journalist who leaked an internal police report on the death of public defender Jeff Adachi. Phil, it seems like the mayor is coming out advocating free press, but she's trying to be careful not to undercut her chief of police.
What she's trying to do is just deter the wave of national criticism that's being aimed at San Francisco. We talked about it last week. Mm-hmm. We were talking about in the age of Trump, when there was the fake news and the fear that news outlets would be shut down if they leaked information that was embarrassing to the administration. Well, that's what we had here in San Francisco, and it's ricocheting around.
You know, and the lack of understanding on this was stunning, I think, for a solid. We had a member of the Board of Supervisors acting as though it was illegal to publish a leaked document. I mean, where was she when the Pentagon Papers and, I mean, how would people get elected in 2018, 2019 in America and not know the rules and the law?
Well, because the rules and the law are pretty much how you want to apply them.
I mean, everybody gets the fact that there was a leaked document.
Yes.
And there were red faces at the PD.
Right.
And maybe you want to track
down
the
leaker.
No, what
they did, look, let's just take it down. You had a leaked document that was embarrassing to Jeff Adachi that showed that he was using cocaine.
Yep.
And alcohol and marijuana and was with a woman other than his wife when he died. And it was because of the chemical mix and his poor heart that killed him. That was spread out within a day of his demise. That ticked a lot of people off at City Hall who really liked Adachi, including Mayor London Breed, who
sure
agreed with him politically. So they got on the police department and said, you got to shut this down. Leaks have been coming out of the police department for a long time.
You wouldn't be around if they didn't.
Exactly. But in this particular case, they said, we want a crackdown. Well, the police did what they do, which is sometimes overreact. Okay, so there's one thing about going to try to plug up the leaks within the department. They went out and said, let's go after the person that passed it on and published it as well, because they weren't getting anywhere in the department. But the real kicker was, Stan, usually in these cases, you get a subpoena, you go down, you knock on the door, you talk about it, let's see what we're going to get and what we're not going to get. They did that. Then they came back literally with a sledgehammer. It's the sledgehammer that's got this thing rolling. And the sledgehammer equals stupid. I mean, it was just a stupid thing to do.
We're going to learn a little more, I guess, in the next few days about the documentation the police must have provided to the judges who signed that search warrant.
Well, so far, those warrants have been sealed.
Right.
And so it's going to be interesting, who do the warrants go back to for decisions on that? The same judges? I mean, there's going to be a move now to have this information returned, released, and even if they use it, if it was a questionable search, it would be tossed. What do we got here? Now we have people in the mayor is talking about, well, maybe we need new protocols or no rules about how to handle investigations into the press. In other words, oh, really? Now we're going to sit down and have a discussion about laws? That's called the First Amendment, which is you don't do it. So anyway, it's going to go around. What happened here was something that they thought was going to be a local story wound up going national. And as you all and I know, it's one thing to read it in the Chronicle or hear it on KCBS, but when you're getting calls from the Wall Street Journal and the LA Times and maybe even the London Times about something that's big, it's time to reconsider.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.